Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged. Make sure you have the information you need, right? And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're listening, getting information. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, all right? And I mean, and seriously, Mike has given us a way to make some money, unlike some of the other social media marketing places and what have you, who say they do, and frankly, actually don't. You know, Mike is willing to work with us. He's willing to help us out. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. On your way out, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. I love, look at, I just got his 2.0 pillow yesterday, and couldn't wait to put it there up on my bed, and noticed a big difference. Honestly, felt different sleeping on that that pillow. My head felt much more comfortable, cool, and, you know, give it a try. He's got a great return policy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, MyPillow.com. Joe on the way out. Yes, the promo code Joe. Can't make it much easier than that, can I? Okay. All right, here we go. I've got a lot I want to get through. I mean, a lot happening, a lot that I want to go on with. The leftists, you know, I was talking about this earlier. And I don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to do or how we're going to actually make it happen. But the big deal here is they're making fun of Christians. Now, again, Christians who were shot. I've got a story about prayer. I've got a story about seeing prayer actually work. All right? Having results from prayer with, you know, really, for all intents and purposes, within minutes at times of the prayer itself. So these people that want to mock prayer, okay, fine. Let me mock you. And not mock you just to mock you, but mock you because of the non-science things that you say that we're supposed to be paying attention to. Some of the really ridiculous things you come up with totally go against science. The climate change thing for me is the best one. It's the easiest one. They've been screaming about this stuff for, I don't know, how long now? Right? And now I know that when we've done work on it, when we've talked about it and done some work on it, it's been since the late 60s, early 70s. And nothing they predicted, nothing, absolutely nothing they predicted have come true. And I'll tell you what, if you really want to follow the Bible, remember what they did to, you know, prophets whose stuff didn't come true. Now, Audrey Haley, 26-year-old woman, identified as a man, gunned down, as we know, six people. This is totally ridiculous. gunned down 6 people, including 3 students and 3 teachers. Now, David Pakman, a progressive talk show host, took to Twitter to ask the shooting occurred because the Christian school wasn't praying enough. Now, that's just making fun. Right? Just ridiculous. It's very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given the lack of prayer is often blamed on these horrible events. It's possible that they weren't praying enough or correctly, despite being a Christian school. Sports writer Mike Wise praised the tweet that blamed the shooter's outrage on the school's religious indoctrination. I don't condone Audrey Hale's actions, though, but, there it is, I understand their outrage against an intolerant state that brainwashes children through a religious indoctrination. Now, another tweet that was put out, the reality is that this human still identified as that child attending that school and carried that pain into adulthood. Well, isn't that what the help's supposed to do? Isn't that what we've been saying for the longest time, that a lot of these kids, they don't just have mental issues, but they're carrying pain. They need help. They don't need to have things whacked off. They need help. This is deep. This is as real as it gets to some of these people put up there. ABC's Terry Moran highlighted the Volunteer State's conservative stance on child attending drag shows and transgender surgeries for minors as part of the shooting, or coverage of the shooting. Why? Why bother? This was a human being, a sick individual, who shot up or killed 6 people. And I said it earlier, and I meant it. So when you don't accept me as a Christian, if you don't accept my way of life, do I get to go shoot up your group? Do I get to go to the event that you're having and kill people there? Is that how this works? See, I'm telling you, they make no sense. None of this makes any sense. Which is why I don't accept their premise. It is totally 100%. I mean 100% based on ideology, not science. There's no science here. Come on, wake up, people. Absolutely none. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I wish we could have that conversation. I wish we could sit with them and say, okay, one issue, one item, because they try to drag you all over the place. I love it when people call and try to do the same thing. They get mad when you pull them back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. No matter what you're doing, appreciate your time with me. You know, Representative Jamal Bowman out of New York, Democrat, and Representative Thomas Massie got into a ferocious shouting match about gun control at the U.S. Capitol. And I can't play the video. It's hard to hear because, it's a big hall and it echoes, right? But, again, the hypocrisy, the selective recall, the inability for them to really grasp the truth. Bowman was nearly foaming at the mouth. He was screaming at Republicans who refused to take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding American gun owners. That's what he's shooting for.
Yes.
They're cowards, he said. They're all cowards. They won't do anything to save the lives of our children at all. And he kept calling them cowards. But here's the deal, again. What do they want them to do? Ban assault weapons? Ban semi-automatic pistols? This didn't work before. They tried this once before. It didn't work. It didn't save one extra life. It had virtually no effect on shooting. None. Right? Question them. Force them to respond, he said. Why the heck don't they do anything to save America's children? Let them explain that all the way up to 2020. It's all about the election for them. I just put it right back on him. What did you do to protect the children? What? All those years you had total control, there were so many things you could have done to protect children, you did none of it. Did you look at the real science behind masks and the damage it was doing to kids? No, you didn't. And now the CDC and other agencies across the planet say it didn't help, it actually hurt them. No, but you don't care about that. You don't look at the science. You're not interested in the reality. You're interested in voting. You're going to try to make this on how much the Republicans now, well, we say we hate clean air, we hate clean water, and now we hate kids. And you're the ones that are allowing them to come over the border, being sold into slavery, sex slavery, and you do nothing about it. The leading killer of teenagers right now is fentanyl, and you don't do anything about it. Absolutely nothing. You've been told by the Border Patrol how it's coming in, where it's coming in, and what it's doing, and you don't. So who are the real cowards? And I don't even know if I call you cowards. You're greedy. You'd rather have the money. You'd rather have the money that the cartels are somehow getting into your hands and others, and that's okay. You know, again, you know what? I don't know if this is going to come off right. I'd rather be a little called a coward than be a known thief. Than truly being in it for myself and letting everybody see that. Tom Massey, the co-chair of the Second Amendment Caucus, came across the bizarre scene. He was asked what Bowman was yammering about. He said, you know, there's never been a school shooting in a school that allows teachers to carry. Now, that's the other thing about it. I said it the other night. You can't allow the teachers to carry. God forbid that should be. You can't do what some schools do where they do have boxes that have a gun in them. Certain teachers are taught how to use them, how to protect the kids, and so on. Can't have that. Now, that'll never go over. Because guns can't protect somebody with a gun. Yeah, no, not true. Right? Seriously. They won't do truly what it takes to save these kids. I said it the other day. I'm going to keep saying it. We can protect our money. These people protect their homes with all kinds of security measures, including armed guards and armed guard responses. These same people, the ones that don't want armed security officers or police, for that matter, on school grounds. Right? And they're telling you that they want to keep your kids safe. They're lying to you. Matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. Anybody who tells you they can keep your kids safe 100% of the time at school is looking for your vote. Is lying to you. Because as was explained to me and, you know, through a bunch of security people, very well-received security people, is we have to get it right 100% of the time. They only have to get it right once. I mean, how many times do some of these shooters already peruse the school to see if they can get in there? Already see what they can do about causing problems with the kids? And then they see there's a guard there, they see something that they don't want to have to deal with. And so they leave and come back another day. Or maybe not come back at all. We don't know. But they only have to have one shot, one chance, get it right one time. Pelosi apparently was lecturing the Pope. Now, what do you think about something here? She won't use scripture, for sure. Because she doesn't know any. Maybe love your neighbor, but the most of a piece of scripture she knows. Speaking at an event at Georgetown University last week, Pelosi said that she had been attracted to the notion of being priest because of the power of the... Really? The power of the clerical office. It's all about power for them. It never stops. It should... Again, think about the two of these. You want to become a priest, right? Well, a priest is supposed to be serving the people, serving the community, doing for the community. Right? Same thing when you get into Congress. You're supposed to be serving the people. You're supposed to be a servant of. You're not supposed to be king, queen, whatever. Again, like I said, it doesn't stop with these people. She'd have been attracted to the notion of being a priest because of the power of the clerical office. Not because you'd be bringing people to Jesus, right? Not because you'd help people in their lives or with their lives. No, can't have that. She had it was disappointed that Pope Francis had not permitted the ordination of women to the Catholic priesthood. Every day, priests have the power. See, it's all about the power. They have the power of turning bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. That's real power. Now we're taking power, and that's why I was more attracted to that than being a nun. It's about serving. It's not about the power you have. It's about serving. Being of service to others, sacrificing for others. She's not going to sacrifice anything for somebody else. She wants to wear the Pope's smock, you know? This is a conversation with Reverend Jim Wallace, the director of the Georgetown University Center of Faith and Justice. You know, but again, go back to it. She keeps talking about the power. Just amazing. On the other hand, maybe women will be able to do that as well. That's something to think about. Something I was hoping. Now, look. Do I believe I was a Catholic? I grew up as a Catholic. I don't hate Catholicism by any stretch of the imagination. I don't even hate my Catholic upbringing. But the scripture you got to deal with, people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Victims of this week's deadly school shooting in Nashville are being remembered.
Our city and our whole nation is so proud of you. Your service inspires all of us. You are our heroes. Your bravery will never be forgotten.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper and First Lady Jill Biden were among a group of mourners who attended Wednesday night's candlelight vigil at a public park in Tennessee's capital city. Three kids and three adults were killed in the shooting. Police identified the shooter as a transgender former student of the school. The press secretary for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is resigning after posting a controversial tweet hours after the deadly school shooting in Tennessee. Jocelyn Berry tweeted a GIF of a woman holding two handguns on Monday, writing, "Us when we see transphobes," end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I say all the time. And while I'm at it, head over to MyPillow.com. Yeah, that's right, you heard me, MyPillow.com, where you can watch live, see what's going on in the show. You can be involved in the chat room. Wrong one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. No, he doesn't have my chat room there. Use promo code Joe. Save yourself 30 to 70%. I got to tell you something. Again, just got the pillow, the 2.0 pillow. Only had it one night. Definitely could feel the difference from the first pillow and definitely cooler. No question there. My head runs pretty hot. I guess it's running all night long, and that's why it's hot. So, anyway, MyPillow.com. If you want to use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on what you buy. Check out the slippers, the robes, the sheets. Sheets I was impressed with. Big time impressed with. Anyway, always appreciate the time you guys can support people like him, because Mike supports us. Mike supports the things that you support. So let's, make sure we do what's right by him. All right. At MyPillow.com, head over there. Also, if you want to watch the show live, listen to the show live, just head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, right there on the homepage. You can be involved in the chat room. There's so much going on. There's so much for you to be involved with. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, now, I guess, is there a position higher than the Pope? Apparently she's now a scholar telling the Pope what to do, what he should do. She said, on the other hand, maybe women will be able to do, to be the people with power. She perceives the priests to have the ultimate power in the Catholic Church. Why you're thinking power and not service, I don't know. I mean, you guys in the chat room, am I wrong with this? When you go into the priesthood, when you go into, and no stupid jokes, okay? When you go into the priesthood, when you become a nun, when you become a pastor, when you become an associate pastor, when you become a ministry worker at your church, are you there to go, look at me? Or are you there, not because of the power, but because you've been called to serve people, to serve other people? At least that's what I always thought it was. Last year, Pope Francis told American Magazine that the ordination of women presents a theological problem. But they don't care about theology. Don't you get it? It's what they perceive to be truth. They perceive themselves to be gods. They perceive themselves to be the ultimate of everything. They're smarter than you, better than you, know more than you do. Right? Why can a woman not enter ordained ministry, Pope Francis asks? It's because the Petrine Principle has no place for that. The Petrine Principle refers to the Apostle Peter, who is regarded as the first pope of Catholicism. Now, despite the long revered tradition, this is not the first time Pelosi has clashed with church hierarchy. The former House Speaker chastised Archbishop Salvatore Corleone. You better watch it. San Francisco. For his public comments banning her from receiving communion over her stance on abortion. She doesn't have a problem with my archbishop, she said, and I figured that's his problem, not mine. No, actually, sweetie, it's your problem. It's your problem from a standpoint is, I don't know if he stopped you from receiving communion or what, I don't know. You know, he made it very clear, maybe we're not all God's children, maybe we did not have free will. You know, the funny thing about this, she's, all right, I'm probably going to lose some people on this one. We are not all God's children. All right, let's just start there. We are all God's creation. All right, God's very specific in the words he uses. I like to be that way too. We are all God's creation. Okay? But we're not all God's children. There are many that reject God. I'm not your kid. I'm not part of your family. I don't want anything to do with you. Remember, God doesn't force you to do anything. That's why you still have murder. He gives you choice. Why you still have abortion, why you still have all this stuff going on. Just to be honest about it. So that is one of those pet peeves of mine when somebody says, we're all God's children. No, we're not. We're all God's creation, period. You know, and if you want nothing to do with him, he'll oblige. Not a problem. And we do have free will. We can decide to do, not do, to believe, not believe. She's right there. Yeah, but the law is still, look at, if the speed limit is 55, it's not 56. It's written, it's law, you have a sign. So when the Pope says, according to Scripture, women are not to be priests, they're not to be in those positions, and you're a Catholic, right? Others will think differently. But if you're a Catholic, remember, the Pope is basically your hotline to Christ. He decides what Scripture says and how it's supposed to be rolled out. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just telling you what his role is. So if you disagree with him, if you disagree with Scripture, especially Catholic Scripture, then how do you consider yourself a good Catholic? I've never understood that. It makes no sense to me. That's my beef with Joe Biden when it comes to them using their religion. When it comes to her, I love that. She says, I'm not going to force my religion on anybody. Well, I don't even know if she has one, frankly. Just saying. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. You know, 55, look at it. This is always fun. It is for me. I mean, some people, you know, I don't know how you do it. It's just always fun for me. Where was I? See, I love doing that myself. Oh, yeah. There was a CNN announcer today. Quite interesting how she went about this. But a CNN guest placed the blame on guns and said that, you know, pronouns don't kill children. Right? She's talking about, the Nashville Christian school mass shooting. But host Don Lemon was discussing the tragic situation involving 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a biological female, right? Now, Lemon lectured the police for misgendering Haley, who he said is really a trans man. Yeah, because that's the only thing they should be worried about, right? Is making sure that they, whatever. He said, I'm just wondering the identity being a transgender person, also being identified as a woman. Lemon said, does this pose any certain difference or difficulty for police? Because it's not typically a woman. Now, regardless of how identifying, so there are a couple of things here going on that have to be talked about, that they have to delve into, as he put it. Right? I mean, again, got her mad, so she had a right to shoot Christians, I guess. I don't know. We don't own guns in this country. She said, gun owns us at every stage, he said. This is a guess. This is great. I didn't know that. The gun calls me and I go do something? I don't get it. She went on to talk about the shooter who killed three children and three adults and how all of the mass shootings have one thing in common. It's guns. Actually, almost every one of them have the same thing in common, and it's drugs. It's mental illness and some of the drugs that they were taking. See, they won't talk about that. I can go down the list like some of these other guys have, but look it up yourself. Right? Not just guns. Right? And it's not one thing in common. Pronouns don't kill children with guns. Guns kill children. No, actually, people kill children. Not the guns. If I really wanted to do somebody in because I had that much hate, do you think I need a gun to do it? You think I couldn't do it with a baseball bat or a knife or a car for that matter? What a small world she lives in. But you're killing children with these pronouns. You're killing children with the uncertainty. You know, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, yes, that's right, I wrote it back in 16. The very first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. Because then you have a right and wrong. Then you have a boy and girl. We called it back then. We saw it coming. I've been watching it happen at schools across the country. We'll talk more about this after the break. Come see your host. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Jumps in your host.
Baby, baby, it looks like.
Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, back at it. There's so much I know you could, you know, I really do appreciate you guys hanging out with me. I know there's other shows you could be listening to, other programs. You've chosen this one, and it means a lot to me. All right, let's talk about the CNN analyst who said, well, pronouns don't kill children, but guns do. Well, you know what? Is it a bloody mess? No. No, no. But you're killing them mentally. They don't know what they are, who they are. I mean, does a five-year-old kid really understand what a pronoun is? I mean, heck. I don't even know. I don't even know if most teenagers knew what a pronoun was. All right? But it's not just a pronoun. You're killing these kids mentally because, you know, look at what you're doing to them. You talk about, you know, the twerking, I know it's an old term, but it's still there. Look at what happens. I see the videos on a daily basis that you guys send to me where school children are having, you know, a guy's butt cheeks, bare butt cheeks, you know, shaking inside right in front of your face. Why? What's the reason behind it? What does it get you? If you're getting your jollies watching that happen, you're the sick one. But you're slowly killing these kids mentally, morally. And you don't seem to care about that. It doesn't seem to bother you at all. I mean, this is the whole thing. I never really believed this stuff before. The more and more I do these stories, the more and more I see what's going on countrywide. See, before, without the internet, what have you, they were able to get away with this in different states, different areas, different cities. And then it would start to come together. Nobody knew this stuff was going on. But now you're getting videos on a daily basis of this stuff happening. Seriously, I mean, you have a man dressed up as a woman, looking overly sexualized, enhancing all the wrong things, and then sticking their butt in the face of a kid, right? And it doesn't make any sense. And then you parents are giving your kids a buck to go, or $2 or $5 or whatever, to put that person's G-string or whatever. What is that? Why would you have a five-year-old do that? It's not an accepting and a loving thing to do. It's a perverted thing to do. It's constantly chipping away at basic moral values. It's chipping away at God. Now you're more violent if you believe in God, because you're intolerant of everything. That makes you a bad person as opposed to not believing in God. You've got that so screwed up, for those of you who believe that. You've got that so screwed up. Really, seriously. I mean, if you don't have an understanding of the love of God, the caring of God, and I love these people who say, well, if God is so loving, then why doesn't he accept them? No, he doesn't have to accept them. He created them. And he told you this is the way it will be. Just because you want to do something different, as one writer wrote, God does give you, like Pelosi said, God gives you freedom of choice. You want to go against his word? You want to go against his science? Well, you'll pay the consequences for it. See, you don't get to make the rules and then say you don't like God because he doesn't agree with what you agree with. That's just wrong. In every way. So these people, now they want to become God. And then they want to blame God for not doing what they want him to do. Look, if God created you to be a certain way, and you want to do something else, why is that his fault? He gave you free will. He didn't want to make you a bunch of drones. The woman's story went on to say that the shooter who killed the three children, three adults, and how all the mass shootings have one thing in common, it's guns. Well, yeah, shooting would be a gun, yeah, okay. Doesn't realize the damage that the pronouns are doing to these kids. Right? The CNN guest says the killer being a transgender domestic terrorist who intentionally targeted innocent religious children is a distraction from the main story. Guns are the problem. God. It would, if you really do your homework, and I'm tired of doing it for you. If you really do your homework, you find out we don't have a gun problem. We have over 400 million guns in this country. All right? But let this sink in for a second. If guns was the problem, you would have a mass shooting every day of the week. And when I say that, I'm not talking three or four. Not that the kids' lives are expendable. But what I'm saying to you is with the way they laid this out. Right? The rampant gun violence. You know what's running rampant? It's running rampant in places like Detroit, Chicago, D.C., New York. That's where it's running rampant. The black-on-black crime is going out of control. When they say more kids today are being killed by guns, you know what it is? It's gun violence. It's gang violence. You really think that if you banned certain guns that the gangs wouldn't be able to get them? How'd that work out in the days of Al Capone? Right? Come on, think it through. Or do you live in such a little white picket fence world that you don't think that those things are going to happen? Even if you have laws against them, right? It's always amazing to me. And you know, Tammy and I joke about it with her all the time. I grew up, as many of you know, I grew up on the streets of Boston, right? So I saw a lot of things in my day. And to sit here and listen to some people talk, some of the people that even I'm around and interact with, and have people go, why would they do that? Why would they pass a law like that? Why would they do this? Why would they do that? You go, are you seriously? You seriously believe that everything is butterflies and unicorns? That life is just sweet? It's not. There's people involved. There's heartbeats involved. There's hate involved. I mean, I hate to say it. It's that simple. As long as you have people with a heartbeat, you're going to have hate. As long as you have people with a heartbeat, you're going to have some form, of all of this. Right? Bigotry and homophobia and all of that. It's just going to be there. You can't eradicate it. I know you'd like to, but you can't eradicate it. All right? Really, really that simple. You know, like this stuff here. The man, you wonder why the hate is being spewed or the hate, the tension is out there. It's because of what you do to the regular people, if you would. I have no other way to put it. There was a man who won women's cycling events. Now says that he feels like a superhero. Really? Goes by the name of Tiffany Thomas, a 46-year-old transgender winner, began cycling back in 2018, dominated the sport ever since. Gee, I'm surprised. Right? Last race was in 2022. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it made me feel like a superhero when I wore it. Wore what? I don't know. Thomas LeSweat team profile biography states that the biological male works as a lab director and as a scientist by day and athlete by night. You'll never see anyone with a bigger smile when he sees a beautiful beautiful electron microscopy picture of a red cell. I don't really care. That was this kind of thing. So the idea behind the story, though, with this person is that as a transgender woman, he feels like a superhero because he's able to win these races. How does that work? You know you have different body structure. You know you have different muscle mass. You know you have different bone density. How does that make you feel better? I kind of look at it when I tell people all the time when it comes to running for office. If you cheated to get elected, how does that make you feel better? I don't even understand that. That's so beyond me. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you cheated anything to get it, I don't know how that makes you feel better, frankly. So again, with the CNN analyst, they're pushing their narrative. They're pushing to make sure that they get heard. That you believe that, you know, if they say it enough, you're going to believe it. All right, last offhand story. You're going to like this one, maybe. A man who identifies as a woman claims he was verbally and physically assaulted by a TSA agent at the JFK airport. He's now threatening to kill himself because he was so embarrassed. This is why I'm saying this is a mental illness. They need help. The individual who goes by the name of Mara on Twitter took to social media to tell the followers what reportedly happened. In a caption crying a selfie in the airport bathroom, which has now been deleted, the individual wrote that the TSA agent at the JFK airport punched me in the genitalia, yelled at me for having a penis, and humiliated me in front of everyone. Right. He did ask followers for advice on what he should do. However, when you really look at it, it's not what happened at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it for tomorrow, because I'm done for today. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Have a great and safe rest of the day.